Hey, Al. Dan Nelson, Local Splash. How you doing?
Doing good.
Good to hear. Sorry, I know you called in. I just finished up with another client. How can I help you?
I'm trying to get the contract signed.
Okay.
But when I scroll down, because I know you told me that there was sections that was like starred, like the Facebook ads or Google ads or whatever that were there, that didn't apply. But when I scrolled down, I put in my phone number and like checked the checkbox and then put the signature, but it's not letting me confirm it on there.
Give me a second here. Let's see. Package. Do I have the name in there correct, right? A.L. Powers, P-O-W-E-R-S?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go over here. Oh, hold on. Huh, I'm in the wrong account. Okay. All right. Now I'm on it. Okay. It's because it's not an active. Are you trying to get to the billing portion, or do you have the card information ready for me to enter it?
Yeah. Well, I was just trying to log into my account because you said I could review the accept the contract first and then pay.
So. So okay. So when you enter your billing information in on your own, okay. When you have the terms of experience to bypass it, you would just click confirm and that would take you to, the next page. You might be able to click cancel actually too. Give me a second here. Let me try that. Cancel. No, that just takes you to the website. Okay. So let me go in here. Because I know it doesn't allow you to put your name in until the billing information's in to like sign the terms of experience. So to bypass it, do me a favor. Try to hit cancel on it. And let me see where that takes you.
Yeah, I hit cancel, and then it just says have a question about the terms of experience. Return to your login to Local Splash dashboard.
Okay, you don't see like it doesn't say Local Splash advanced reporting, home leads website. Okay. Okay. So go ahead and go back to it. Go back to the terms of experience.
Okay.
All right. And then let me go to it too. Okay. And then just go ahead and click the two checkboxes, right? Agree to receive text messages, certify you're an authorized user. And then, does it say, where it says signature, does it say your name, Al Powers?
Yes.
It does. Okay, so try to type that. Type in A-L Powers, right, and then hit confirm signature. See if that works.
It says, oops, looks like your subscription is not active. Reactivate
okay.
Your account.
You don't have to click reactivate, just click the X on that box.
There is no X.
There is no X? Okay. Okay. Give me a second. It should say, there should be like a little X top right-hand corner of the box. Just go ahead and click reactivate, and then it's just going to trigger, it's going to trigger me to call you, but obviously I'm already on the phone with you, you know? So,
okay.
So click reactivate. There you go. Reactivation attempt from client. I got that on my end. Now do you see, are you on a computer or on your phone doing it?
I'm on a computer.
Okay. Do you see top right hand corner? It says Al Powers and then AP.
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead and click that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to see account settings.
Okay.
And click that. Yep. And also too, billing for sure, but I wanted to show you what you asked to. If you see where it says terms and conditions, when you click on that, that'll take you back to like your signed terms of experience as well. Like you were asking. Okay. But yeah, to enter your billing, you'll go back and then you'll go to the billing section. Then I should have already had it entered. Hold on. Yeah, it's already updated 149 on there. So what you'll have to do is, do you see where it says payment info?
Yes.
Okay, so you'll click payment info, and then you just have to fill out the payment info. Visa, MasterCard, Amex, Discover. Got to make sure the billing address is correct because we use a TrustWave certification. So if that's different, it'll deny it, you know?
Okay. Let me put this in here.
Dismiss this dash. Yeah, they're messaging me to call you. All right, dismiss. Dismiss.
Okay, I am running into another option or another issue.
What's going on?
For some reason, it's not giving me the option for my credit card to do 2033 or 31. It only allows me to go up to 2030.
Okay. Give me a second here. 2030. I see what you're saying. Let me check on my end. Let me make sure it's the same. It has to be, but let me just double check real quick. Alright, let's see. Expiration. It's super weird. Okay. Go ahead and put 2030. Okay?
Okay.
And then I will be able to update it on my end. I don't know why, but I have it up to 33 on my side.
Okay.
So you don't have to give me any of the other info. Just put 2030 and then obviously, you know, the CVV, the card number. You got to make sure you change it to what type of card it is. And then I'll be able to update it on my end to the right expiration.
Okay. It's updated.
Okay. So hold on. Let me go here. Okay. You said it's 2031, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let me click update. I'm interested to see if that's going to update on your side, too. Let me see. All right, let me hit refresh. Super weird. So when I refresh on your end, because it's completely coded out, right? But it shows me expiration date 2017 on your side. But on mine, mm-hmm. I have it at 2031. So
that's so strange.
It is. It is, for sure. They must have just added, like, the additional dates or something, you know? But I'll message IT about that too. I know they're still working on the, spam call thing. So, okay. So what I need to do, I'm going to read a voice verification to you. Okay. And then we'll schedule a client interview as well. So the voice verification reads like this: a welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
TX Cabinet Pros.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Al Powers, Executive Assistant.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
perfect. All that means to you, like, we just want to make sure you're not paying for the same thing twice, you know? Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is March 14th, 2025. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $149 for the pro package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 14th day in the amount of $149. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to process payment, and then we'll get your client interview scheduled, okay?
Okay.
All right. For the client interview, we block off a full hour. Usually the call takes about 30 minutes or so, okay? Just so you can plan accordingly. Give me one second. Make sure I got everything in here.
Is there a chance we could do that today?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Give me a sec here. Client interview. Okay. So they have a 3 p.m. available. If you need a 4 p.m. or a 5 p.m., I have to just message them to get approval real quick. So would 3 work for you? 3 work.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay. So give me one sec here. So you're going to get an email calendar invite.
Okay.
It's going to say local splash CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English. Okay.
Okay.
1 hour before the appointment, you'll get an email reminder and you'll get a text reminder as well. So you'll know the appointment's coming.
Okay.
And the way this one's going to work, it's going to come from our 877 number. Okay. So the same number I texted you.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. Okay. If I am on the phone, they call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, let me ask a few more questions. TechSide wants to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or text messages from us?
Probably text messages.
All right. Text messages preferred. Perfect. And this same number is the best one, right? 512-920-2459 to get a hold of you? Okay, perfect. And let's see. Service radius. I have down 30 miles for you. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that should work.
Okay. Got it.
Well, from the 1500
IRS license. Yes, from that zip code. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, we have certain areas that we want to target.
Oh. What are those areas?
It's basically 30 miles from us. We just don't want to hit certain places past the I-35.
Okay. Do you have like a list of like counties or cities or zip codes that you guys are targeting?
I have a map.
You have a map? Yeah, for sure. Here, let me pull mine up too. Give me one quick second here. All right, code radius tool. So when I do the full radius, it takes you all the way south to Ashland.
South Ashland. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. Here, what I can do, give me a second. You have your email pulled up?
I do, yes.
All right. I'm going to send you, dang it, go to this account, hold on.
Wait, Ashland's near Fort Worth in Dallas.
Yeah, I'm going to send you the tool that we use. Give me one sec.
Yeah.
Make sure I have the right zip code, too. It's 45, Oh, whoa. Sorry. let me change this real fast. I just got off the phone before you, so I had the other one pulled up too. 78734, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me make sure I put the right one in this one. I didn't. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I messed up there. All right, let me take that off. Okay, south, it takes you to Kyle is what I meant.
Yes, that works.
Okay. I'm gonna shoot you the same tool though. Give me a second here. TX Cabinet Pros. No. I'm just gonna do our current like email thread, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. It's pretty cool though. It really helps us because obviously like we service the whole U.S. and Canada as well. So you know like it helps me to do the radius. But if you click that zip code radius tool, right? All you do is you'll put the amount of miles you're looking to target, and then you put the zip code, and it'll literally draw the radius on there, you know?
Okay. Are we able to exclude this, exclude zip codes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, because anything on the east side is just no-go for us.
Okay. So east is like, that goes out to like Manor, what is that, Fludgerville, Hutto,
yeah,
yeah. Right?
Okay. That I-35, anything east of that is for us a no.
Got it. What about up the I-35 though? Like Austin, Round Rock?
We'll do cabinets up there, but it's gotta be a big project. Like we won't go for smaller jobs, like for day jobs up there.
Got it. So like Hutto though, Georgetown, Fludgerville, Manor, like those are all out, right?
Generally we want to stay, and we can open it up later, but okay. Generally let's stay away from those ones.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
It's just far as hell from us.
right.
We don't want to drive an hour and a half to get up there with traffic.
Yeah. And I mean, the map section is based off of like where you're located to, you know, but, they'll still put like the target area on it. So we want to make sure we have it right. Business is currently, it's licensed and insured, right?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. And then I know, let me see. I believe you guys had a Google Business profile. Yeah. Okay. So you're going to have an email from us that will say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You're going to ignore that email because your Google listing's already verified. Okay. So I'm going to send you a separate email and they'll walk you through this in the client interview. I'm going to send you a separate email that says important. Please add us to your Google Business profile. That's really the one you're going to need to do. We don't have to re-verify you, but we do need to be added so we can start optimizing it for you. Okay. So let me shoot that one. It's going to also come from local / support. And it'll be titled important. Please add us to your Google Business profile. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let me go back over here and we're doing nothing with Facebook, right? We're just leaving that off.
Yep.
Okay. Got it. N-A-N-A. Okay. Website is not needed. Okay. All right. Do you have any questions for me so far?
No, what was the email I needed to look out for to do?
It's going to be from local / support and it's going to be titled, important. Please add us to your Google Business profile.
Okay. I see it now.
Okay. And that email, if you're having trouble doing it, we'll have like a technician or help you with it as well in the client interview too.
Okay.
All right. Congratulations. I look forward to being your account lead on this. I'm really glad, you know, my director approved that rate for you, you know. You know, look out for that call that's going to be at 3:00 today, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Congrats, Al. Talk to you very soon, okay?